Bastiat goes a bit deeper. If both the positive and the negative consequences of an action fell on its author, our learning would be fast. But often an action's positive consequences benefit only its author, since they are visible, while the negative consequences, being invisible, apply to others, with a net cost to society. Consider job protection measures. You notice those whose jobs are made safe and ascribe social benefits to such protections. You don't notice the effect on those who can't find a job as a result, since the measure will reduce job openings. In some cases, as with the cancer patients who may be punished by Katrina, the positive consequences of an action will immediately benefit the politicians and phony humanitarians, while the negative ones take a long time to appear. They may never become noticeable. One can even blame the press for directing charitable contributions toward those who may need them the least. Let's apply this reasoning to September 11, 2001. Around 2,500 people were directly killed by bin Laden's group in the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Their families benefited from the support of all manner of agencies and charities, as they should. But according to researchers, during the remaining 3 months of the year, close to 1,000 people died as silent victims of the terrorists. How? Those who were afraid of flying and switched to driving ran an increased risk of death. There was evidence of an increase of casualties on the road during that period. The road is considerably more lethal than the skies. These families got no support. They didn't even know that their loved ones were also the victims of bin Laden. In addition to Bastiat, I have a weakness for Ralph Nader, the activist and consumer advocate, certainly not the politician and political thinker. He may be the American citizen who saved the highest number of lives by exposing the safety record of car companies. But in his political campaign a few years ago, even he forgot to trumpet the tens of thousands of lives saved by his seatbelt laws. It's much easier to sell, "Look what I did for you," than, "Look what I avoided for you." Recall from the prologue the story of the hypothetical legislator whose actions might have avoided the attack of September 11th. How many such people are walking the street without the upright gait of the phony hero? Have the guts to consider the silent consequences when standing in front of the next snake oil humanitarian.